Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're looking at more prepositions of place. We've already spent a bit of time looking at in, on, and at. So if you haven't heard those episodes, then just go back a few episodes and you will hear those, how we use in, on, and at when we're talking about place and position. Today we're going to look at the more complex ones, the ones which are less common than in, on, and at, but very, very important. And the way we're going to do it is I'm going to give you a description of my room, the room that I'm currently in, which happens to be the bedroom. And I'm going to tell you about the furniture and other things that are in my bedroom using a variety of prepositions of place. Then what I'd like you to do as an exercise for yourself is tell me about your room, the room you're in now, or it could be a room that you know very well. Maybe even if you're not in it now, think of a room that you know. It could be your living room, your kitchen, your bedroom, bathroom, any room you like, and just describe it to me using a variety of prepositions. Okay, so here's a description of my bedroom using a mixture of prepositions. Let's start with the word under. I put all of my clutter, so that's all of the bits that I really don't need, under my bed. I put all of my clutter under my bed. Everything I don't need, boxes of stuff, I put it under my bed. Behind. The radiator is behind my desk. In front of. The vacuum cleaner is in front of the wardrobe. It's not always there, but it is at the moment. I need to move it. The vacuum cleaner is in front of the wardrobe. Next to. The bedside table is next to the bed. We could also use beside. The bedside table is beside the bed, but I think it's more common to use next to. In between. The dressing table is between the desk and a small sofa. So a dressing table, typically a place which you use to put things like makeup if you're a woman, and a mirror so that you can look at yourself before you get ready. Often that's called a dressing table. And it's between the desk and a small sofa. On top of. The suitcase is on top of the wardrobe. So it's always there, sitting on top of the wardrobe, waiting for my next holiday. And finally, above. The light is above the bed. The light is above the bed. Directly above, in fact. Okay, so we had under, behind, in front of, next to, in between, on top of, and above. Hopefully you've got a picture in your head of what my room looks like. So how about yours? What room are you thinking of at the moment? As I said, it could be any room. It could be bedroom, bathroom, living room. It could be your office, anything. So use the next minute. Don't just stop this podcast and move on to something else. Use the next minute to describe a room. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye and thanks for listening to today's episode. Now you can use the next minute to describe the room. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.